dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family, this is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. And this is the recording date of Sunday, September the 8th, 2013. Let us turn to our Sunday school lesson. We're going to try to go over as much as we can two Sunday school lessons. The first one being taken from September the 1st, 2013. And the title of that Sunday school lesson is God Creates. God creates. And what we want to do is keep in mind those in power want to destroy. Those in power want to extinguish life. The Most High, Yahweh, Yahuwah, is life existing, living, and seeks to perpetuate living, existing, and through the universe, perpetuates and propagates living and existing, and wants you and I to perpetuate living and existing and not follow after the death cult, not follow after they who only seek to extinguish life and will lie night and day to try to maneuver us and encourage us into, rather than creating life, rather than giving birth to life and existence, they want us to support the destruction of life. The word create has to do with making or bringing into existence something that is new. And so the Most High creating, the Most High through the universe bringing into existence new life, bringing into existence newness every time. The universe is yet creating. My beautiful wife said in Sunday school a couple of Sundays ago, or last Sunday, that the creation, the universe, is yet creating. That is the power of the Most High. Always creating that which is new to propagate newness and righteousness. So this lesson is taken from Psalm Division 104, beginning at verse 5, and it begins, it says, "Who laid the foundations of the earth that it should not be removed forever?" We're talking about the power of the Most High. We're talking about science. We're talking about scientific examination of the universe. The Africans taught about the foundations of the universe, those pillars that uphold the universe, being truth, justice, and righteousness. The Africans taught us to examine and understand the sacred masculine and the sacred feminine, spirituality, morality, knowledge, and wisdom. These are the foundations of the universe that uphold the universe. Mayat, truth, justice, and righteousness. These are the very fabric of the universe that permeates the universe, that upholds the universe, that we are to give examination to the universe and build and create our societies based on that which was done by the Most High, so that we may have a civilization that can uphold and be held up by the same tenets, that uphold those same tenets and characteristics and attributes that uphold the universe. We build our cities and nations and civilizations on those same tenets, characteristics, and attributes. And like the universe, like the foundations of the earth, they will not be removed forever. So let's look at this. Who laid? The word laid is Yakad, Yasad. 3245, Hebrew side, Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary. The to found, to fix, to establish, to lay the foundation, to be founded. We're talking about the work of Yahweh, the work of existing, the work of living, the work of existence and life, the work of the Almighty Father, the Almighty Mother, the work of existing and coming into being, always bringing into being more existence and more living, more existing. This is science. We know scientists will argue against the science of life and existing and living, bringing into existence and bringing into existence more existing and more living. That is the scientific law of birth. That is the scientific reality of the scientific word in the African Hebrew language that you and I know as Yahweh, that is Yahweh, Yahuwah, the Almighty Lord, Father, and Mother, that is shown to us in Numbers chapter 11 as begetting and conceiving, Yahweh, Yahuwah. So, who laid the foundations? The word foundations, Makon, 4349, Hebrew side, Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary, fixed or established place, foundation, fixed place, foundation, rooted in the word kun, 3559, to be firm, to be stable, to be established. We're talking about the principles of the universe that were laid, that were fixed, that were brought into existence by the Most High Yahweh, Yahuwah, life, living, and existing. You see, the universe is run on living and existing, always giving birth to more existing and more living. And so when we see those in power always destroying, that is against the foundations of the earth. That is against the foundations of the universe. That is against the order of the universe, the direction of the universe. This word that is the root of foundation, that is kun, and I think in the Arabic you hear kun, fire kun, which is be, and it is. So we're talking about the same reality. See, African Arabic is the son and daughter language of the African Hebrew, African Aramaic, which are the mother-father languages of African Arabic language. And so this kun also has to do with arrangement and order. So the president is out of order. The Secretary of State, John Kerry, you're out of order. John Kerry, Lindsey Graham, you're out of order. Nancy Pelosi, Barbara Boxer, you're out of order. We unite with Charlie Rangel, whatever his motivation, coming out against escalation of warfare in Syria. All of those that are coming out against warfare in Syria, escalation, and also going further and saying cease support of Al-Qaeda, Al-Nusra. See, we are they who want to follow after the arrangement and order of the universe. We know that Yahuwah is the Almighty Father and Almighty Mother who laid the foundation of the earth that should not be removed forever. Don't remove the foundations of the earth. Don't remove truth. Don't remove justice. Don't remove righteousness. This word kun has to do with to direct toward. It says in parenthesis, a moral sense. So we're talking about a morality that is the foundation of the earth. A morality that is the foundation of the universe. The Africans taught this, and the African Hebrews bring this teaching forward because the sacred feminine represents morality. The sacred masculine represents spirituality, and spirituality needs morality. And the sacred masculine knowledge needs the sacred feminine wisdom. See, knowledge and wisdom, then you say, no escalation of warfare and bloodshed. Spirituality united with morality says no escalation of warfare in Syria, and furthermore, cease all the warfare and the bloodshed all over the earth. These are the foundations of the earth that should not be removed. The word that it should not be removed is mot 4131 Hebrew side. Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary, to totter, to shake, to slip, to be overthrown. Watch this. The Most High established the universe on truth, justice, and righteousness, and life, and existence, and living, and existing for all. No one has the right to overthrow that reality. Look at man's law. Even universal law, international law, one might say, United Nations international law, saying that if you as a nation are not directly threatened by the actions of another nation or that which is occurring in another nation, it is against international law to overthrow the reality that you should not aggress another nation. So, President Obama, Graham, McCain, Powers, Rice, all of you who want to aggress against Syria and Assad, and we know that you have lied on Bashar al-Assad. Those chemical weapons were let off by the rebels, given to them by Prince Bandar of Saudi Arabia. They call him Bandar Bush or Bush Bandar because he was a great friend and is a great friend of the Bush family. But now he's working on behalf of the Obama administration. And so we know that you have lied on Assad, that America is not in any type of threat by Assad. He is only making friendship with those who you dislike, such as Iran, such as Russia, such as Iraq, such as maybe China. And you are throwing in Hezbollah, saying, oh, they're friends with Hezbollah, and they're friends with various Muslims that you don't like. And so you use all of this fictitious narrative to overthrow international law. It's against American law to escalate warfare and commit warfare without the approval of Congress. And up until now, you have been desiring to overthrow that law. We say beyond all of those laws, God's law, the law of the Most High, the law of Goddess, the law of the Almighty Father, the Almighty Mother, Yahweh, Yahuwah, the laws of truth, justice, and righteousness, the laws of existing and living for all. Don't overthrow those laws. People, poor working class, black, brown, red, yellow, and white, let us uphold the laws of the Most High. Let us uphold and refuse to overthrow the laws of the Most High. See, we're speaking science, sisters and brothers. This is science we're dealing with. These scientific laws that govern the universe, govern the earth, should not be removed, it says, forever. 5779. Olam. Hebrew side, Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary. Long duration, antiquity, futurity, forever, ever, everlasting, evermore, perpetual, always, indefinite, or unending future, eternity, ancient time, long time of the past. You see, the ancient African people were wise. And when you research the definition wisdom, of wisdom in the African Hebrew language, Kokhmoth and Kokhmah, around 2454 and other affiliated numbers. One of the definitions, I believe, is prudent. And I believe prudent has to do, is defined as having a mind for the future. You see, the Africans looked out for the future of the babies and the children and the youth, the future of women, the future of mothers, and the future of men and fathers, and the future of people, the future of civilization, the future of nations, the future of the human family. So we're saying that we are in that same scientific mentality, saying that the foundations of the universe, the foundations of the earth that were laid by the Most High, laid by Yahweh, Yahuwah, laid by Amen, Amenet, laid by Ra, Ra'it, laid by Allah and Ilah, whatever word you want to use, laid by the grandfather and the grandmother, laid by, what other words are used for the Most High? Amen Ra, Amenet, Ra'it, Mut Nechet, Ptah. You have all manner of words in various religious languages that are used for the Most High, but the same Most High laid this foundation. And you find that the religious languages teach us this same reality, no matter which religious language you go into. Islam, Hebrew, Vodou, Juju, Dogon, Ethiopia, Buddha, Hindu. You go into these religious, like Taoism or Tao. You go into these religious languages, and Tao is interesting because it has to do with matching your actions to the way. The way. Were not the original African Christians called the way people? The way is this foundation of the earth that should not be removed forever. The way of truth, the way of righteousness, the way of justice, the way of freedom, justice, and equality. It says in verse 6, chapter 104, thou coverest it with the deep as with a garment. The waters stood above the mountains. Wow. See, we want to try to think of this in a scientific manner. Thou coverest, to cover, to conceal, to hide, to be, to hide, to be covered. Kasa, kasa, 3680, Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary. Cover what? What is being used to cover? With the deep. The word deep is tehom. Deep depths, deep places, abyss, the deep, the sea, the deep of subterranean waters, the deep and depth of rivers. Even it says the abyss or the grave. So water. See, the Africans studied water. You have four basic elements: earth, air, earth, air, fire, and water. And we are made up and from those four basic elements, the earth, the universe. We are a micro mini universe. Those same elements that are in the universe are also within us. This word, Tehom, is a masculine feminine noun. So we see the sacred masculine, the sacred feminine working together. And so we see the scientific examination of the element that we know as water. Studying the seas, studying oceans, studying rivers, studying the deep. It says subterranean waters. That means water that is below the surface. Primeval ocean. Now, primeval ocean has to do with the understanding that all life comes out of water. All life. You and I are 3/4 water. The earth, they say, 3/4 water. Genesis chapter 1, the water covered the deep, and the Spirit began to move on the waters, and the Spirit is Mother, Holy Spirit. Thou coverest it with the deep as with a garment. So the word garment is 3830 levush, clothing, garment, apparel, raiment, vesture, to put on vestments. The preachers and religious people, when they put on their vestments, their clothing, their religious clothing. So this word is used to scientifically describe the manner in which the earth is covered by water. This is science. This is scientific study of earth juxtaposed to water. These Africans, these African Hebrews, these African Dogon, these African Egyptian Kemet, these African Ethiopian Nubian, these African Twa studied earth, air, fire, and water, and taught us to understand scientifically the realities that we live under in this earth, in this universe. Says, as with a garment, the waters stood above the mountains. The word waters, mayim, 4325, Hebrew side, Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary, masculine noun. So in this case, the waters are seen as a masculine quality. Waters, water of the feet or urine, danger, violence, transitory things, refreshment. So the waters stood above the mountains. And the word stood, Ahmed, 5975, Hebrew side, Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary. The stand, remain, endure, take one's stand. So there was a time that the waters were above the mountains. Let's try to think of this scientifically. Think of all the science that you learned. The word above the mountains, har, 2022, hill, mountain, hill country. Mount. Now, the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad taught us that at one time earth and moon were one, and that explosives, high explosives, separated the moon from the earth. European scientists are backing that narrative as truth and not fictitious, and that the water that was on moon poured onto the earth, and the water was so great that it covered the whole earth. So you see here, it says the water stood above the mountains. So now you have, scientifically, you have the moon acting as an agent to regulate water. So the moon draws water, and sun and moon draws water. And one of the words for moon in the African Hebrew language has to do with renew, renewal. So there's a renewing of the earth, a renewing of the earth through cycles, seasons, and whatnot. So you have water being drawn from the earth, clouds formed, water comes back. But all of the water never stays at one time on the earth anymore. So you have a receding of the waters from covering the whole of the earth. And so these principles in the universe working to propagate life. If the water overran the land, we'd have nowhere to plant a house and to plant crops. It'd just be all full of water. Watch this, verse 7. At thy rebuke they fled. At the voice of thy thunder they hasted away. So the Most High Yahweh, Yahuwah, is saying that the Yahweh, Yahuwah is regulating the water. The word rebuke is Ge'ara, a feminine noun, 1606, Hebrew Sat, Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary. It means rebuke, reproof. Also used of rebuking enemies and preparing destruction for them, or restraining the sea so that it dries up. So you have a mechanism in the universe that causes the sea to dry up, or we could say the sea, the water, to be drawn up into the atmosphere, so there is not the water all the time on the earth, so we can have some earth to live on. See, this is the power of life, existing existence, operating on the earth, in the universe. At thy rebuke, they fled. 5127. The word fled, to flee, to escape, to take flight, to cause, to disappear, to hide. Noose, 5127, Hebrew Side Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary. So the African Hebrews giving us the teaching of the African Kemet, African Dogon, giving us this teaching to show us how they have given critical analysis to the universe and have scientifically caused us to understand how water is regulated on the earth. Let us take this next break, and I will see you on the other side of the break.